Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
We have a ditch or date scenario, and this time it's coming from a dude.
A boy?
A boy is on the line. Normally it's the ladies that hit us up wanting to know if they, you know, they should ditch or date a guy. But no, this time John needs a little bit of our help. Hey, John, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure to have you. All right, so what situation do you find yourself in with the woman that you're dating that you are now trying to decide if you should continue to date her or if you should ditch her?
Well, I just found out that I'm the runner-up or the second choice.
Oh, my God, were you on The Bachelor?
So here's the deal. Went out on a date, really like her. We had a wonderful time, wined and dined her, went to a nice fancy place, had a lovely walk afterwards, and yeah, really good, high quality date. But I found out from a friend later that, you know, the next day that she had already asked out another guy before, but he had to cancel on her last minute, something like that. And so then she reached out to me, but I didn't know that at the time. So, like, I kind of feel I wasn't seeing anybody else at the time. So I kind of feel like it's a red flag, maybe. You know, am I just, like, a commodity or something? Like, what's the deal? Yeah, like how should I feel about this? I'm a little conflicted.
All right, so John, let's think about this logically here.
Yeah.
We're all runner-ups. If you think about it, everybody that we are dating has dated somebody before us. And I would just consider this her dating somebody or, you know, attempting to date somebody before you and it didn't work out.
Typically, they didn't know you, though. When they were dating someone before you, that was them dating that person before they knew that you were available. That's a little different if they know you're an option and then still want to date someone else.
You want to feel like the top option of all of your current options.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, John. Are you more, I guess, bothered by the fact that she has options, period, or that you were not the first one?
Yeah, the latter, that I wasn't the first one. I get it. We're all like, you know, we're dating, we're looking for people. Mm-hmm. We come across multiple people. I get it. But if, you know, yeah, if I'm available and you're going with me as a backup because your other guy canceled, you know, a day before, you know, it's less, it, I don't know, puts a tarnish on the polish. I don't know.
A tarnish on the polish.
I get that.
I'd say so. Yeah, John, I would be in your exact same boat because I definitely have a little bit of an ego in dating where when you meet me, I want you to be like so infatuated with me that everybody else just goes out the window. That's because I'm shallow. I don't know you, John, but if you really feel some type of way for this girl and you feel like you could see a future with her, I think for this specific scenario, like I wouldn't ditch her. I would swallow your pride, kind of let things ride out because who knows, she may come around and actually find that you should have been the option number one this entire time.
I hear that. I hear the logic in that.
I think that's valid, right? Because if you think about it, I always think about, because I've I've thought this way too. Like, if I'm not number one, then what are we doing? But then I also think about, look at how many actors in the world have said that the role wasn't really for them at first. Mm-hmm. But then the other person didn't take it, and then they took it, and then it became a blockbuster, and it made their career, and they wouldn't have had that opportunity if they had so much pride that they were like, I'm not doing it because I wasn't first. Now, with that being said, I wouldn't date her after Young.
Are you serious?
Nah, I got too much pride. I'm just trying to help John out.
What if it's Beyonce? What if it's you and Jay-Z, and Jay-Z cancels on Beyonce? You're saying no to Beyonce?
Nah, I would let that go. I would get over it. Beyonce is different. This is not Beyonce.
This could be Carol from Accounting for all we know, but she could be like, you know, hot stuff.
All right, John, how much do you like this woman?
I'm into her, I'll admit.
Then I think you should still go out with her.
I think so, too.
I think your destiny is the fact that this, you know... Yeah, so there was another guy, and she was wanting to go out with him, and he turned her down, so then she turned to you. But I don't think that means... I don't think that should cheapen or lessen what the two of you have. I feel like that is just the universe's way of making sure you guys are on the same path.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So long as John does everything right and blows her mind, and the other guy continues to not answer the phone, everything will work out just fine.
Everything
for John.
Is great, dude.
I mean, that's the thing. Like if he suddenly tries to come back in the picture and she's just drops me right there, that would be upsetting.
Well,
sure.
Yeah. So are you worried that might potentially happen?
I mean, I guess I can't really focus on that, right? Like, I don't have any control over that.
No, that's a huge what if.
John, are you a confident person?
Yeah, generally, I'd say.
Do you think you're a catch?
I mean, yeah, I got a whole chart and everything for you.
Then you got nothing to lose, man. Like, here's, at the end of the day, there are other men out there, right, who will be vying for attention. If you are her type of catch... then it's going to work. And if you're not, then you have just dodged a bullet. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like she's doing something wrong. I mean, like, she won't pick you, and then you can go find the person who's right for you. I think sometimes, like, we let ego get in the way of dating, and I certainly understand. I would feel some kind of way as well. If I were dating a guy and I found out his first girl canceled and I was the backup, I'd be like, I'm sorry, what do you mean I'm not first place? But at the end of the day, it's about compatibility. Are you guys compatible, and is there a spark? And so now you have your opportunity to show that there's a spark, and if there is, that's great. It's going to catch like wildfire. And if there's not, you just move on. Don't get in your own way because of your ego when it comes to a girl that you're into.
You're right.
Yeah, right. We are right. Number one by default is still number one, John.
Number one by default. The Burt Show.